What? She said. What did you say?
Caroline said it again. Phoebe not dead, but taken away. All these years, Phoebe growing up in another city. Safe, Caroline kept saying, safe, well cared for, loved. Phoebe, her daughter, Paul's twin, born with Down syndrome, sent away. David had sent her away.
You must be crazy,
Nora said, though even as she spoke, so many jagged pieces of her life were falling into place that she knew what Caroline was saying must be true. Caroline reached into her purse and slid two Polaroids across the polished maple. Nora couldn't pick them up. She was trembling too hard, but she leaned close to take them in. A little girl in a white dress, chubby, with a smile that lit her face, her almond-shaped eyes closed in pleasure. And then another, this same girl years later, about to shoot a basketball, caught in the instant before she jumped. She looked a little like Paul in one, a little like Nora in the other. But mostly, she was just herself, Phoebe. Not any of the images so neatly filed away in David's folders, but simply herself, alive and somewhere in the world.
But why?
The anguish in her voice was audible.
Why would he do this? Why would you?
Caroline shook her head and looked out into the garden again. For years I believed in my own innocence, she said. I believed I'd done the right thing. The institution was a terrible place. David hadn't seen it. He didn't know how bad it was. So I took Phoebe, and I raised her, and I fought many, many fights to get her an education and access to medical care, to make sure she would have a good life. It was easy to see myself as the hero. But I think I always knew underneath that my motives weren't entirely pure. I wanted a child, and I didn't have one. I was in love with David, too, or thought I was. From afar, I mean, she added quickly. It was all in my own head. David never even noticed me. But when I saw the funeral announcement, I knew I had to take her, that I'd have to leave anyway, and I couldn't leave her behind. Nora, caught in a wild turmoil, went back to those blurry days of grief and joy, Paul in her arms and Bree handing her the phone, saying, "You have to put this to rest." She had planned the whole memorial service without telling David, each arrangement helping her return to the world, and when David had come home that night, she'd fought his resistance. What must it have been like for him that night, that service? And yet he had let it all happen.
"But why didn't he tell me?"
she asked, her voice a whisper.
"All these years and he never told me."
Caroline shook her head. "I can't speak for David," she said. "He was always a mystery to me. I know he loved you, and I believe that as monstrous as this all seems, his initial intentions were good ones. He told me once about his sister. She had a heart defect and died young, and his mother never got over her grief. For what it's worth, I think he was trying to protect you."
"She is my child,"
Nora said, the words torn out of some deep place in her body, some old, long-buried hurt.
"She was born of my flesh. Protect me by telling me she died?"
Caroline didn't answer, and they sat for a long time, the silence gathering between them. Nora thought of David and all those photos, and in all the moments of their lives together, carrying this secret with him. She hadn't known. She hadn't guessed. But now that she'd been told, it made a terrible kind of sense. At last, Caroline opened her purse and took out a piece of paper with her address and telephone number on it. "This is where we live," she said. "My husband, Al, and I, and Phoebe. This is where Phoebe grew up. She has had a happy life, Nora. I know that's not much to give you, but it's true. She's a lovely young woman. Next month, she's going to move into a group home. It's what she wants. She has a good job in a photocopy shop. She loves it there, and they love her."
"A photocopy shop?"
"Yes. She's done very well, Nora."
"Does she know?"
Nora asked.
"Does she know about me, about Paul?"